Hachette Audio presents Fellside, written by M.R. Carey, read by Finty Williams.
Part 1. Who by Fire? Chapter 1. It's a strange thing to wake up not knowing who you are. Jess Moulson, not thinking of herself by that name or any other, found herself lying in white sheets in a white room, overwhelmed by memories that were predominantly red and yellow and orange, the colours merging and carving endlessly, out of control, billowing heat at her like she'd opened an oven door too quickly and caught the full blast. Someone had just been talking to her with some urgency. She remembered the voices, low, but coming from right up against her face. Her face. Now she thought about it, her face felt very strange. She tried to ask one of the women in white who came and went why this was, but she couldn't open her mouth very far, and when she did, she wasn't able to make anything happen beyond a few clicks and rasping sounds, which hurt her in coming out. The woman leaned in close and spoke very softly. She was younger and prettier than Jess, but still managed to wear an air of authority. For a moment, Jess didn't even have any kind of reference point for what this person might be. A nurse or doctor seemed most likely, but in the utter disorientation of those first few minutes, it seemed possible that she was some kind of nun, that the crisis Jess was going through, against all the evidence, was a crisis of faith. "You won't be able to talk for a few days yet," the woman told her. "You shouldn't even try. There was a lot of damage to your lungs and the tissues of your throat, and they won't heal if you put strain on them." Nurse, then. Not nun. The damage was to her lungs and throat. Her soul might well be intact, although it didn't really feel that way. Jess made a shrugging gesture with the arm that didn't have a drip in it. She wasn't shrugging the information away, she was trying to ask for more, but the nurse either misinterpreted the gesture or ignored it. She walked on without another word. Jess was left feeling not just frustrated, but afraid. The nurse's expression as she looked down at her had been very strange.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"